USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Texas say the suspected elementary school shooter entered through an unlocked door. South Texas DPS Director Victor Escalon then saying the suspect engaged in a gun battle with officers 4 minutes after he entered the school.
Multiple rounds, numerous rounds are discharged in the school.
The United States and allies are concerned about multiple ballistic missile launches by North Korea. So said Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby. He told reporters U.S. analysts are still reviewing data. Kirby calling North Korea's actions provocative and saying the North continues to pose security problems to the Indo-Pacific region. He also noted a phone call between Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and his Japanese counterpart, but did not offer any specifics. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says Americans are enraged and exhausted by rampant gun violence.
People are sick of mourning again and again while listening to the same string of hollow words from the MAGA Republicans that never lead to action.
The New York Democrat speaking on the Senate floor Thursday, Schumer cited widespread public support for responsible gun safety laws. He said families of gun victims don't want thoughts and prayers. They want something to change. This as Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn and Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy are set to discuss bipartisan legislation Thursday. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed legislation that bans abortion from the moment of conception, the most pro-life state law in the country. The governor saying in part, "We have a responsibility as human beings to do everything we can to protect that baby's life and the life of the mother." USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
We're learning new details about the mass shooting at a Texas elementary school on Tuesday.
The gunman who killed 19 students and two teachers at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school Tuesday was on the school property for up to an hour before law enforcement entered the barricaded classroom and killed him. Parents wanted to go in and stop the man, but were stopped by police waiting outside the classroom as a few officers had already been shot. Texas DPS Public Information Officer Lieutenant Chris Olivares on CNN.
We have an active shooter situation. We're trying to preserve any further loss of life. We cannot have, and as much as they want to go into that school, we cannot have individuals go into that school, especially if they're not armed. So we also have officers that arrive on scene. There's so many different components involved in an active shooter situation. We have officers that arrive on scene trying to set up to go into that school, especially if they're not armed.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Two Russian soldiers are pleading guilty to war crimes. They were accused of firing rockets toward the Kharkiv region at the beginning of the war, late February. They damaged private homes with their actions. A verdict will be delivered next week by the court. Delta Airlines is slashing 100 flights a day this summer to avoid flight disruptions. They were cut to save space to handle issues like staffing shortages or inclement weather. They join other carriers, including JetBlue and Spirit, that are also trimming schedules. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.